Welcome to the Palliative Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Omar Owusu. I am the technology editor at Palliative Medicine. The following article is titled Social Acceptability of Psilocybin-Assisted Therapy for Existential Distress at the End of Life, a population-based survey. Here is Suling Chan to tell you more about it. The full paper can be found online at Palliative Medicine from pmj.sagepub.com.
My name is Suling Chang, and I co-authored a paper that I will be talking about today entitled Social Acceptability of Psilocybin-Assisted Therapy for Existential Distress at the End of Life, a population-based survey which was recently published in Palliative Medicine. This paper adds to the burgeoning interest in the potential benefits of psychedelic substances in treating various and often complex mental conditions. Notably, psilocybin, or what we commonly refer to as magic mushrooms, has been associated with a rapid and lasting reduction of the symptoms of existential distress in patients nearing the end of life. Unfortunately, conventional approaches have limited effectiveness in alleviating distress, but psilocybin-assisted therapy offers new hope. Psilocybin, however, is illegal in most jurisdictions worldwide, but some have begun accepting its medical use. For instance, since January 2022, the Canadian government allows healthcare professionals to request psilocybin to treat a patient with a serious or life-threatening condition through a special access program. The access is granted on a case-by-case basis if conventional therapies have been ineffective, are unsuitable for the patient, or are unavailable. The increasing demand for psilocybin-assisted therapy raises many questions regarding access, safety, intervention protocols, and training of healthcare professionals. What is more, the social acceptability of this therapy, which has significant bearing on public policy and decision-making, is not yet well known. This research consisted in assessing the social acceptability of psilocybin-assisted therapy to treat existential distress at the end of life. To address this knowledge gap, we conducted a cross-sectional online survey between November 23rd and December 4th, 2022, among 2,800 Canadian adults. Our research team developed a questionnaire specifically asking about perceptions, attitudes, and concerns towards psilocybin-assisted therapy to treat existential distress at the end of life. We found that overall, about 79% of survey responders considered psilocybin-assisted therapy a reasonable medical choice for a patient suffering from existential distress at the end of life. About 85% agreed that the public health system should cover the cost of the intervention at least partially, and 63% would welcome the legalization of psilocybin for medical purposes. Interestingly, we found that previous psilocybin use, exposure to palliative care, and a more progressive political orientation were associated with more favorable attitudes towards psilocybin-assisted therapy at the end of life. In light of the growing interest in psilocybin-assisted therapy worldwide, particularly to treat existential distress at the end of life, our survey results are timely and show that social acceptability is high in Canada. Consequently, our findings may help mobilize resources to address barriers and challenges for implementing psilocybin-assisted therapy within palliative medicine and society. This could also have implications for policies regarding medical assistance in dying. Further information about the study and contact details of the authors can be found with the article. Thank you for listening.
For more information about this paper and other papers published in Palliative Medicine, please follow us on X, formerly known as Twitter, and check out our Facebook and Instagram pages. Please subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts, and please write a review or give us a rating, and even better, share this podcast with a friend or colleague. We would like to have more authors to record podcasts with us. If you would like to record a podcast and you've had an article published or accepted for publication in Palliative Medicine, then send me an email at a.nwosu@lancaster.ac.uk.